Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The governor of the US state of Arkansas has declared an emergency after a tornado caused significant damage. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said no resources would be spared in response and recovery efforts. Here's David Willis.
Reports say the tornado touched down near the state capital, Little Rock, uprooting trees, tearing roofs off buildings and tossing vehicles into the air. Local hospitals are said to be bracing for casualties, and throughout the state, an estimated 70,000 people are currently without power. Little Rock's mayor, Frank Scott, has appealed for help from the National Guard in dealing with the cleanup. Severe weather warnings are now in place across the southern United States and the Midwest.
Lawyers for Donald Trump say he'll surrender to a court in New York on Tuesday after becoming the first former US president to face criminal charges. The Associated Press reports that he's facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offence, which could carry a sentence of a year in prison or more. From New York, Neda Taufik reports.
We now understand that Donald Trump will fly to New York on Monday. He will go directly to his home in Trump Tower. Then on Tuesday, he will be again escorted to the DA's office first to be formally booked, where he'll have his mugshot taken. He'll be fingerprinted. But his lawyers say he will not be handcuffed. They say that has been made very clear in their arrangements with the law enforcement officials here in New York. Then after that, he will have his initial court appearance, the arraignment, where he will hear the formal charges against him and enter a plea.
The British-American former kickboxer Andrew Tate has left prison in Romania and moved to house arrest. Mr. Tate was released from custody along with his younger brother after a court ruling in their favour. Romanian police are investigating allegations of human trafficking and rape, which both men deny. Lucy Williamson has the latest.
Arriving back at the compound, Andrew Tate told journalists there was no resentment in his heart for the country of Romania. "I truly believe that justice will be served in the end," he said. "There's zero chance we'll be found guilty." This is the first time a Romanian court has granted the appeal by the brothers, despite repeated requests by their lawyers. They've been ordered to stay inside their home for the next 30 days until the end of April. The investigation into rape and human trafficking allegations will continue.
Taiwan's president has arrived in Guatemala, the first stop on a visit to two allied countries in Central America. Tsai Ing-wen will be hoping to shore up support for Taiwan after last week's decision by neighbouring Honduras to switch its backing to China. World News from the BBC. Italy has become the first Western country to block access to the advanced artificial intelligence chatbot, ChatGPT, because of privacy concerns. The Microsoft-backed technology can answer questions using natural, human-like language and mimic other writing styles. The Italian authorities said ChatGPT's creator had 20 days to answer their data protection queries or risk a fine. Police in the Canadian province of Quebec say the bodies of eight people have been found in a marshy area near the St. Lawrence River after they apparently tried to gain clandestine entry to the US. The bodies were located near an overturned boat belonging to a man from a local Indigenous community. The BBC has launched a new education programme for children in Afghanistan who were banned from attending school. Since the Taliban took power in 2021, girls beyond primary school level have been kept out of the classroom, Shazia Haya reports.
The show will help teach young Afghans English, maths and science, adapting BBC material that was used when schools in the UK were closed during the pandemic. The presenters are all journalists with the BBC's Afghan service, who were evacuated from Kabul during the Taliban takeover. The BBC's Afghan service receives calls every week from teenage girls who say they are desperate to continue their education. The Taliban says its ban on girls attending secondary school is only temporary. For those unable to go to school, classes will now come to them at home.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will be discharged from hospital on Saturday after responding well to treatment. On Wednesday, the 86-year-old pontiff was admitted to a hospital in Rome with a bronchitis infection and has been treated with antibiotics. On Friday, the Pope, who has not been confined to a bed, paid a short visit to a children's cancer ward and baptised a newborn patient. That's the latest BBC News.